Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves to watch true crime, but only if it's shoplifting, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. Lovely night to be in Wisconsin. A beautiful Monday evening. Coming up at 8:20, Brittany Merlot is going to tell us what we can expect weather-wise this summer and talk about ticks and how we avoid Lyme disease. That's my biggest fear. And Rocker will be here at 8:35 to talk about the award that Max Inc. and Live in the Lair won last night at the Whammy Awards. That is pretty cool stuff. Right now, my guest is Mike Toomey. Mike, I thought of you, too, because on the stream, someone... Sherry wrote that she loves the duet between David Bowie and Bing Crosby, the little drummer boy. Mike, you there?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, there you go. I think you were muted. Yeah. Did you hear what I just said to you?
Yes.
Okay.
The Bing Crosby, David Bowie.
Little duet. Drummer boy, yeah.
Yeah. Well, first of all,
what are your thoughts on that?
Do you like that one?
I do. And I actually, you and I, it's scary how aligned we are with most things. I love the little drummer boy. I think it's a sweet story, and I know you feel differently. So please elaborate if you would.
Well, I think it's not just the worst Christmas song, but maybe the worst song ever written. Like, you know, if you're singing a song and there comes a part where you don't know the words, so you just make a sound that's what that sounds like. Like, or they were writing it like, I play my blah, 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 blah. blah, 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 blah. Like the songwriter's like, we'll get back to that. Let's just keep with this melody. And we get here, we got to have something here, blah, 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 blah. We'll get back to it. And then they never do.
What, don't you think that sounds a little bit like they're trying to make a drum sound there?
Yeah. Have you ever heard a drum? Have you ever heard a drum that sounded like that? What if when Ringo banged on the skins when the Beatles were recording, it went rump-a-pum-pum. Back right, in the USSR, would not sound anywhere near how... I don't even think he was playing drums on that one, to be honest with you.
Honestly,
Paul played the drums on that one.
I don't think there's ever been a more drum-worthy sound than that lyric, but that's okay. We can disagree. That's what this is all about.
Plus, like the ox and lamb kept time. Did they have like a metronome? Did like the ox have a metronome making sure that the drum beats were they keeping time? Were they keeping like contractions? Like what was happening
there? I think Bigfoot was holding the metronome. I don't know. I just think it's a good song. I'm not breaking it down. Like
the ox had a metronome and the lamb was timing the contractions.
You know what? I will say this. The banter between the two of them is not good. I don't like their back and forth. You've got two legends here. Write a nice little script because it's so stiff that I thought it should have been cut out because I do like the song, but it's that awkward dialogue a little bit ahead of it that I don't really like.
But since you're talking about duets, Ox and Lamb did have a couple albums where it was nothing but it was just called simply Ox and Lamb.
They probably could have done better there too.
I'm going to tell you what, Say, Say, Say is actually a cover that was originally recorded by Ox and Lamb.
Oh, is that right? Mm-hmm. Wow. But it just became public domain after a while and it didn't cost Michael Jackson.
They recorded, they had to pay them, but you know.
Sherry is fighting back. She says it must be good to last this long. I agree with you, Sherry. Mike's just a curmudgeon. So tell us about you. You do this Christmas show every year in Wisconsin. And it's this really cool thing down in Southeast Wisconsin. I know it's a little early maybe, but never too early in my opinion to talk about it.
It's never too early to talk about that. We had done it in Racine for many years. And last year was the first year we did it in Kansasville, which is just a little bit of a distance from Racine. And it's just fun. Like it's the most fun I have all year doing these shows. It's all just Christmas themed material. And games and giveaways and some music and some comedy. I always have at least one stand up on the show besides myself. So it's just a lot of fun.
That's great. All right. So we were talking about Bob Saget too, speaking of stand up comedy. Yes. And we found the clip that I cut last week. This is he. You're right. Bob is dirty, and it is hard to find something that's radio friendly of his, especially when he was younger. I think this is a clip from the Young Comedian special. It's just about a half a minute or so.
Thank you. Gosh, you're a wonderful audience. You really are. I'm not just kissing up. I'm really not. I swear. I'm slobbering all over you is what I'm doing, because I need you to like me real bad, because I have no act and I have no life and I have no future. I'm serious. My mom is Gumby, my dad is Pokey, and I'm Mr. Potato Head. So I talk real fast. If you have any drugs, take them now. I'm serious. I'm not funny, but I am quick. That's the problem I have with women, too. But it's good to be here. It really is. And you're a great crowd. I'm not just kissing up again. It's the second time I've done it. I just want to take a jacuzzi with you and throw in a toaster. I'm not kidding. I've never been this happy. But you're a great crowd, and I care about all of you individually. I just want to have sex with you right now. I'm serious. But I can. I'm working right now.
I can't. I'm working right now.
You know what was really funny about him? His sound checks. Because he would close his show with, you know, maybe 15 minutes of stuff on the guitar, you know, songs that he wrote or whatever. And so he would always have to do a rather lengthy sound check. And those were every bit as funny as his shows, just like playing around with the people who were working the lights or the sound and stuff.
That's so great. Yeah. That is incidentally about the cleanest bit I could find. And then it gets very dirty after that. It was like, but he talks so fast too. Like as a comic, you're kind of digging a hole for yourself when you have that fat. He had to write twice the jokes that other comics had to write to fill the time, right?
Right, right. But a lot of it would be back and forth, like, oh, I'm kidding. No, I'm not. I'm not really kidding. I'm really, really making fun of that guy. I'm not really making fun of him. I'm making fun of that guy. That guy's wife is, I'm terrible. I don't mean that. You know, it's just like a lot of that.
And it, like a lot of it doesn't even mean it. I want to get in a jacuzzi and throw a toaster in. I mean, it's just like,
right.
But his delivery is so great. Do you have any crazy road stories, Mike?
Yeah, you know what? Because I have one that's really funny, because when you kind of told me earlier that we might be talking about this, I thought of one, and I won't mention the other comedian's name. you know him, I know him. It was a trip. You know that routinely when we live in Chicago, you know, we would do these Michigan trips, right? And
right.
One particular time, I was working in Detroit for the week. And the guy that I was working with lived in the city, and where I lived, you would have to, the first 45 minutes of his trip would be to come by my house and then go up to Detroit. Right.
Okay.
So I say to this guy, how about you drive to my house, leave your car here, and I'll drive us both the next 4 hours up to Detroit. So he's like, nah, I kind of want to just drive by myself. I'm like, okay, we're both going there. So, okay, fine. We both take our cars to Detroit, and I call him like before the first show. Hey, you want to ride up to the club from the hotel? No. I kind of want to drive by myself. Well, what he was really doing is he was keeping his options open in case, you know, he was able to, I guess we could hook up, I guess we can say.
Yeah.
So every night he and I would caravan from the hotel to the club and then back. Right.
Yeah.
Nothing, you know. And then, like about the third night of the week, his car breaks down at the McDonald's drive-thru. It's not drivable. So he has to take it to a place. And then I have to drive him home at the end of the week, all the way back past my house, another 45 minutes to where he lives. So an extra hour and a half of driving when I pretty much said, look, I'll drive us. You know, he had like a beater, like a really old car that, you know, wouldn't surprise you if it got wrecked. And of course, what he thought was going to happen, of course, did not happen.
Right. Probably somebody might have taken one look at his car and said, yeah, no thanks.
Right. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't. So okay. You're going to have to tell me after the show. But I will. That does remind me of a story. Just comics that were like the guys that were hounds on the road.
Yeah.
I remember two of them, two friends of ours went up to the UP. And they drove together, and one of them said, and the one guy said, I'm driving right back to Chicago after the show. I'm not staying. I'm not talking to girls, whatever. 10 o'clock, we're out of there. And it was like in Marquette, Michigan or something like that. And they were going to turn around, drive right back. So
it's a long ride.
It's a long ride. So the one guy goes up, he's done. He starts flirting with this girl. And then our other friend goes up and finishes. He goes, all right, let's go. And the guy says, you know what? I think I'm going to stick around. He's like, I told you, I'm not sticking around. I got to get back to Chicago. He's like, that's okay. Go ahead. I'll find my way back. He goes, how are you going to get back? He goes, well, this girl said she could drive me. There's a Greyhound about an hour away, and I can catch a train in Madison, Wisconsin. It was like this crazy, like, and he's telling this to the other comic, and the other comic just looks at him and goes, get in the car right now. And then like an hour into their drive back, he looks at him, the comic that was hitting on the girl looks at him and says, yeah, that was a good decision, man. Thanks for telling me. Oh, that's funny. Mike, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what's so funny about situations like that is sometimes you'll end up driving with somebody who you don't know, just because they'll like call you and say, hey, can you pick this guy up on the first stop and then do the tour with him this particular week? And you don't know what you're going to get, you know, like
it's a big ask.
Part, everybody's pretty cool. But I got in a car with one guy who the entire time, all he did was criticize everything, what I listened to on the radio, what music I had with me, like my strategies on parenting, which, by the way, I had two kids at the time and he had none, but he knew more about it than I did. And it just every single thing, you know, he had a comment on it. And I'm like, you realize I'm driving you everywhere right now. like I said, we were driving. I'm like, hey, I want to stop at a store because my kids collect these action figures, and I thought there's a couple they don't have. Maybe since I'm in a different part of the, you know, different state, maybe they have. He's like, you know, when you do that, they only like you because you buy them stuff. Oh my God. So they're not happy to see you when you come home. They're just hoping you bring them toys.
Oh, it's nice to get good advice, Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
what, good man.
Yeah. And you're driving him. That's great.
Yes.
This is fun, Mike. Thanks so much for your time. I know you got to get to bed because you got to be up early, but I appreciate you staying up.
Oh, it's always fun to talk to you.
All right, buddy. Have a great night.
Thanks. Stu Studio.
That's Mike Toomey. Check him out. Check his YouTube videos out where he's Bigfoot. It's hilarious. Check out his Christmas show in Southeast Wisconsin every year. Great guy and a great, great comedian. All right. This is exciting. Coming up next, we're going to talk ticks and horrible weather. How could you... What would you do other than that? Stick with me. Brittany Merlot is next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Saying I'm fragile. Try not to be a surge only. Something I can't see. I have my own life. And I'm stronger than you know. That's mine. That's my duet. I like that. You like the other one better? The other Stevie Nicks one better?
For me, I do. This one's just a little too sappy for me.
Okay, tough.
Just a little sappy.
I've had about enough of your attitude.
Where's Con?
Conrad, when are you coming back? We are talking... My next guest probably thinks I'm going to ask her to slow dance. She is... Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot joins us now. And Brittany, we have such a short time, but I have to ask you questions. And you're welcome to share a favorite duet if you have one.
Oh, gosh. Can I avoid that of all of them?
You never want to answer any of my questions. Why? What is it like really sappier? Look, Todd just insulted my one of my favorite duets.
Come on, Brittany. What do you got?
Goodness.
Endless love.
Duet. Can it be like Boondocks?
Yeah. I don't know what that
all
is,
right.
But sure, yeah. Is that a song?
You know what that is? That's like a country song, yeah.
Oh, okay. It's a duet?
Yeah.
Nice. All right.
All right. You know, I don't know. I don't sing, okay? I sing in the rain and no one hears me.
Oh, that's a very sweet visual. I like to sing in the shower where I sound amazing.
Right? There too.
Hey, this is really fun. Thank you for joining me. I know we had you on last week when your ticks thing had just posted. You posted a thing. If you have not checked out Brittany's, the stuff she posts on the Civic Media website, please do so. It's so good. And you make weather fun. But you scared the living daylights out of me with the tick stuff. What do we need to know, and how do we not get bit by ticks?
What part scared you? Oh, gosh.
In general, you know, ticks, I don't want Lyme disease, right?
That's true. No one does. No. You know, and I've been bitten by a tick, and they'll just get you out of nowhere. I'm telling you. They're by the rivers, they're in the woods, they're in the tall grass.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, make sure that you have that DEET on at least 30% if you're going to be walking and hiking in those conditions, or kayaking as well. I've definitely been out on the kayak in the middle of the water and looked down, and there was a tick right there on my arm. Actually, three of them. Little Whoa. Baby ones. The worst.
It was probably in the boat, right? Like maybe they were in there somehow. I don't know.
I must have brushed up on some grass. You know, you never think about it. And there they were. I stood straight up in a kayak. I don't think many people can do that.
Right. So the DEET works? Bug spray works with ticks? I didn't know
that. It does.
Okay.
Yeah. If you look on there, it says ticks as well. Make sure you get that one. But at least 30% DEET. And then, you know, just wear long sleeves. Tuck your pants into your socks. You know, they crawl in there and they're beyond your leg and you can't even feel them. That's the creepy crawly part, is you don't know that they're there. It's not like a spider where you feel it or you get that little sensation and you want to wipe it off. You don't feel that with these guys. So definitely check every time. You've got about 2 hours when you get home to make sure you shower, you know, rub your hair, stuff like that, shake them out. And they also say, I don't know how true this is, you know, I'm not a total tick expert, but I like TikTok. they say if you throw your clothes that you're wearing in the dryer for at least 20, 30 minutes on high heat, that it's supposed to kill any of the ticks that may be on your clothes as well, because you don't want to drop them in your house and then they're on your pets or they'll find your way to their bed, you know?
Yeah. You know what's weird is where I live, I can't believe, I don't think I've ever had a tick as an adult since I've lived in Wisconsin as an adult. And I'm still scared of it. I know that's weird, but we live in kind of a woodsy area. And you said 2 hours, you have 2 hours, but what does that mean? 2 hours before they get under your skin, or you have Lyme disease?
I mean, I would in 2 hours take a shower. You know, they're going to be able to fall off in that time frame. I think you have 24 to 36 hours to get the tick off of you for Lyme's disease to like really settle in. But, you know, if you think about it, these ticks are first things that they bite onto are usually rodents, you know, with a lot of diseases. God. So then when they're biting onto you and they're feeding off of you, that saliva is entering your system. So that's kind of where we get a lot of the disease and virus and all that. And, you know, you don't even need the typical bullseye rash is what they all say.
Really?
Technically, that doesn't have to show up. You can still get Lyme's disease without that. You know, if you start having joint pain, fatigue, fevers, things like that, chills, you might have it. So you want to go to the doctor pretty quickly. One thing I do regret is I was moving. I was living up in northern Wisconsin, and everything was packed up, stuff. I slept on the floor for the last night, you know what I mean, before you pack everything up and go. I woke up, and there was a tick right on my ankle. Freaked me out. You know, I didn't know what to do, but, you know, you got to take the tweezers parallel and yank it straight up and get the head out. You know what I mean? You don't want to burst it.
Oh, man.
You want to, like, make it worse. I did not have a rash, but I still have a mark and a scar. So I don't know if I did it right. What and I did heck? Not go to the doctor. So I have a ton of regrets and I don't want others to feel like me.
I would take a small scar over Lyme disease, but I don't. Does liking sappy songs, is that a sign that you might be infected by ticks?
Maybe. Okay. Getting super sentimental all of a sudden.
No, I don't know what's happening here tonight. So, all right. So we've had some severe weather in the state, or we're expecting some this week. Where are people affected the most?
Yes. Okay. So a good chunk of Wisconsin, pretty much the southern half of Wisconsin, from Wausau to Green Bay to La Crosse and south, actually anywhere you live, because now that I think about it, even Douglas, Burnett, St. Croix counties along the western edge, you're in a flood watch. So everybody's going to get something. What's going to be happening is the system is striking overnight. It's going to be pushing in rain, mainly to the western areas. The first is going to be along the warm front. So we're going to get some widespread heavy rain, probably around a half an inch, maybe an inch in some places. And then we might get a little break. And the more sunshine and a break you get, the stronger, the severe storms you could probably expect, because that's going to create more instability. It's going to get muggy. Our dew points are climbing into the 60s to 70s, which we have not had that at all this year. So it's going to be pretty humid, acting as fuel for these storms. And the cold front's going to slam right into all of that. So when that hits, of course, that's going to be the biggest severe risk. So the Storm Prediction Center has us in an enhanced risk right now for a good chunk of the state. We could see large hail. We're going to see heavy downpours, probably 1 to 2 inches of rain. So flash flooding localized up into northwest Wisconsin where that flood watch is. You could see up to 3 to 4 inches of rainfall. So that's going to be a lot of flooding, rising rivers ongoing. And then not to mention in this line of storms, we could see some tornadoes spinning up. Some tornadoes could be in the storms out ahead of it as well.
Yikes. You
know, a lot of the storms out in front, if they're on their own, they can suck up all that energy and really do some damage. So I'm also concerned with the heavy rain throughout the morning. If we get some strong winds in this line of storms, you can get some trees uprooted. If you think about how soggy the grass is going to be at this point, it's easier for winds to knock these big trees over pretty easily. So,
we got that to look forward to.
It's fun. Sorry, guys. Sunshine on Thursday.
Oh, that's fantastic. Brittany, thank you so much for joining us tonight and freaking me out about ticks. It was still fun. The way you say it, it's still fun. Awesome. Have a great night.
You as well.
All right. That's Brittany Merlot, Civic Media Meteorologist, joining us tonight on Nightlight. Coming up next, we'll read some texts and we'll talk to the award-winning hosts of Max Inc. Rocker joins us too. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is John Travolta
and Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, 818. Bridget from the 818. Todd was on it. Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. They defined my childhood. That's awesome. That's our question tonight. What is your favorite duet ever? There's a recent study out, so we're having some fun with it. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Bridget from the 818 says Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. You just heard that.
So was Sandy the innocent Sandy or the naughty Sandy at the end? Which one do you choose?
Oof. I mean, I could give a really naughty answer.
Both.
I could get in trouble either way.
Yeah,
they're the same person.
Yeah.
They're the dual personalities that we all have within us. How do you like that, Todd? How's
maybe
that?
Maybe a Thursday afternoon compared to a Saturday night, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a nutty night out on the town. From the 414, Tom in New Berlin says, me and Honey, REM and one of the singers from the B-52s, Fred Schneider, Kate Pearson. I don't know that song. That's Tom's favorite duet. And then I love that Aunt Carla is checking in, even though her dear, sweet nephew Conrad is not here. Aunt Carla says, say. Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. That's why you play that, Todd. I should have picked up on that. I didn't see the text, though. And have not heard if Conrad Krieger European Vacation Part 2 has started. Hopefully some contact soon. Yeah, we don't hear anything. Aunt Carla, you're the one with all the frequent flyer miles. You need to get out there and take care of that. We got a few more texts from the stream we'll get to in a minute. But first, I'm really excited to welcome my next guest to Nightlight. He has been here before, and he does incredible work on the network with the show Max Inc. every Saturday night from 6 p.m. to midnight. And then I think they replay it the whole weekend. I think he's basically on the radio for 48 hours. Joining me now on the stream is Rocker. Hey, buddy, how are you?
What's happening, Pete? How you doing, man?
I am doing great, and I am so glad you were able to make this happen because you agreed to come on the show kind of last minute, and you guys, I had to have you on because you won. You know, Terry Barr comes on every Friday with us, and she's so great, and she gives us a preview of the music you guys play on Saturday nights. And I don't know how you find these guys or this music you have, but it's incredible, and you do great work on Max Inc. So the award is well-deserved. The best podcast. Tell us a little bit about it.
Wow. It's been, you know, we've been on the Civic Media Radio Network now for, even before that. Is my mic working okay for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Todd, you good?
And
sounds good.
All right.
Oh, okay. I had a little crackling. And so we were around even before Civic Media, right, on the old Devil Radio. So we're coming up on our 5th year anniversary. Oh, so nice. We go out and we find all these artists all over Wisconsin. It's just our passion to know who they are, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, we literally exist to give a platform to local original music. And original music to me is just such an incredible passion, because it's really the truest creative music you can get. I mean, it's not even like the Nationals where, you know, things are canned and you know, there's producers telling what people to do. Local original music is music exactly as the artist intended it to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't celebrate that enough. And Wisconsin is just full of original musicians. It's amazing.
You know, I have to be honest, I was very ignorant about that. In fact, when I started doing this show, like, I know the big bands from Wisconsin, the Bodines, the Violent Femmes, there's some great bands from here, Garbage. But I had no idea, you know, until Terry started coming on Nightlight Friday nights and the music she's been sharing and turned me on to, that, I mean, Wisconsin has a great music scene.
Wisconsin has an incredible music scene. I mean, between Milwaukee, Madison, and then the Northeast really is just kind of its own thing, right?
Yeah.
And we just, you know, you have Lawrence University up there in Appleton, which is a music school. The Mile of Music, you said, is up there. We just had the Whammies up in Green Bay.
Right.
And Milwaukee's scene is just incredibly huge and vibrant. And Madison's scene is a very unique. It's actually, I think, kind of unique among all of the scenes in Wisconsin, just because really cover music, which really kind of rules around Wisconsin quite a bit, is kind of almost not around in Madison. So Madison really celebrates original music, which is one of the reasons I really love it. But the entire state has amazing musicians. Like up there in your area, Amelia Ford, she just won an award last night again for the 2nd year in a row as the alternative rock artist. And she was amazing. And she played in our studio for Live in the Lair, which is one of the segments that you were talking about with Terry.
Yeah.
And so Max Inc. Radio, we're on from 6 p.m. to midnight on Saturdays, and then 6 p.m. to midnight on Sundays. And it's all original content. We're on 24 hours of local music each weekend that we program. And one of the segments is Live in the Lair. That's at 9 p.m. on Saturday. And we actually bring in a band every week and then have them play live in our studio. And we really get to know them. We get to ask a lot of questions. It's an hour-long segment. They play about 6 songs. And, you know, you really get a feel of the artist. And, in fact, there's going to be a special that I can break out here right now. I don't think it's been heard around the Civic Media Network yet.
Sweet.
But Max Inc. Radio, we're actually going to take ourselves a week off. But while we take a week off, we're going to go get the best of the Live in the Lair broadcasts that we've had over the last couple of years. And then we're going to play them all weekend. It's just going to be a Live in the Lair marathon on Civic Media this weekend.
Oh, that's coming up this weekend. Okay, very cool.
For Memorial Day. So it's our Memorial Day, you know, marathon of Live in the Lair. So live original music from Wisconsin bands live in our studio over the last 2 years.
That's pretty cool. I remember I was in a Culver's drive-thru and I was listening to you guys and I was like, I had to text you right away. I'm like, who is this? I need this music. And it was outstanding. So yeah, keep up the good work. But how do you feel about, by the way, Sherry on the stream says, I listened to you a long time ago on Devil's Radio. So
yeah,
you've got some pretty loyal fans.
She goes back.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Tell us how you feel about the award though. I mean, that sounds like it was a pretty cool event last night and in a really cool space. And you guys walked away with this great media award.
Wow. I mean, I can't really believe it. It's pretty special to win an award like that in front of so many of your peers. and the Wisconsin area music industry. Now, recently we had the WBA awards, right? And so the radio people, they're like, yeah, you know, WBA, that's it. But for us music folks, whammy. That's what it is, the Wisconsin area music industry. So to be recognized by your peers like that, and especially for a radio show, there were so many podcasters and radio shows up there that I met. And to think that we came out as number one is really, you know, a testament to what we've been doing over the last 5 years or more as Max Inc. Radio, collecting just a giant library of music and reaching out to just tons of music industry folks. You know, and it was very special because I was in the, you know, I was part of it. I was a presenter at the awards. And so I was back in the green room. I was hopping on with a lot of people. And I didn't even honestly hear that they had given the award to Max Inc. And I came out and I was looking. I found Mino and the mayor. And there was, you know, Todd Michaels. And I sit down. I was talking to Todd for a second. He goes, well, man, congratulations. You know, you guys won an award. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, you guys won for the best podcast, you know, media podcast. And I was like, I was floored. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was better to hear from Todd than over the announcement.
Oh, that's awesome. Pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Oh, he was listening. I didn't know that.
What do they know where it's going to be next year?
No, but I'm pushing for Madison. I want him to go Madison, but I bet you know what? My guess would be it's going to go back to Milwaukee, which is, you know, really the heart of Whammy, right? That's where it started 42 years ago. And then hopefully maybe in 2 years, it's like the Super Bowl. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe in 2 years we can bring it to Madison. And it takes that really to get, you know, everybody involved, all the stakeholders, get the, you know, downtown business improvement district involved, get the Overture Center involved. I mean, big players are going to have to get involved to bring it. Cause you know, last night that theater was jam packed. There were a lot of people there and they traveled to Green Bay for this. The hotel I was at was packed.
Oh, that's a fun group though. I'm sure that was a blast.
Oh, the green room was a lot of fun. We were hanging out and the Mino and the mayor were back there. They were having a good time. talking to a lot of different people that were coming through the green room all night, you know, the local celebrities and stars and some of the Hall of Famers that they were putting in the Hall of Fame and some of the bands that were playing. So, you know, it was just a who's who of everybody coming through.
My guest is Rocker. He is one of the hosts of Max Inc. here on Civic Media. You can hear that show from 6 p.m. to midnight every Saturday night and then again and again over the weekend. And check out Live in the Lair if you haven't yet. It's a great show. As I mentioned, Terry Barr is here typically on Friday nights previewing the music they have. It's well worth your weekend, Saturday night. Rocker, I should ask, are Mino and the mayor, when they're hanging out, do they talk to people together all the time, or do they branch off and have their own lives, or is it like they're on the air?
That's funny. You know, I did notice that they did tag team people quite a bit. But I did have a couple different people that I introduced to each one of them, depending on what their interests were. I know the one is really into the veterans. So we were talking to Pat Nettesheim, the founder of Guitars for Vets. And I think they had a good conversation. I hooked those guys up. You know, various bands and people were coming by. It was, you know, a lot of handshakes going on. But those guys are great. They were a lot of fun. And we did an interview backstage. I don't know where that'll appear, but that should be pretty good, too.
That's great. Hey, do you have a favorite duet?
You know, I knew you were probably going to ask me that. And, you know, my duet is actually coming here to Madison to play live next week, June 8th at Bree Stevens Field here in Madison. The singer of Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant, will be here with Alison Krauss.
They
do an amazing duet of When the Levee Breaks. And so I would have to say, hey, mine's the singer Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, their version of the Led Zeppelin classic song, When the Levee Breaks.
Very nice. I love Alison Krauss.
Yeah.
She has a really cool voice.
It's hard to believe they're going to be right here in Madison.
Did you go to Willie Nelson last week?
No, but I drove past it actually when they were opening the doors and, you know, a lot of bearded folks with white hair wearing Willie Nelson shirts.
I wanted to go to that. I wanted to go to that so bad. And I know Terry, I think, had plans to go, but she called us from home instead. But my niece went, and she's like, tickets are only $40. I've never seen him, and he's 90. I thought, you know, I'm never going to have a better opportunity. And then Saturday, I already had plans, and he was in Milwaukee. So I'm going to have to chase him around the country, I guess. Chase a 90-year-old around the country.
Right.
Who have you not had yet? Is there someone you guys want to have on Live in the Lair that you haven't had on the show yet?
You know, the next band that I've never heard of.
Nice.
You know, that's one of the amazing things, actually, is that, there are just thousands and thousands and thousands of bands in Madison, or I should say Wisconsin, I'm sorry. And discovering new music, what it's all about. And I like to tell people that if you listen to MaxSync Radio, it's likely that there is going to be many bands and songs that you've never heard before, because you know everything is new. It's like, you know, some people listen to the radio for new music among all the songs that they've all heard a million times, but on MaxSync Radio, you know, nearly everything. I mean, maybe you'll know a handful of the artists, but are you going to know them all? I don't think so.
Right.
So it's a really good way to discover absolutely new music. And I also let people know that, you know, sometimes you're inhibited to go see live music if you've never heard the band. So you see a band, you're like, it's $5 or how much ever it is, and you're like, I haven't heard them, I'm not gonna go. Now all of a sudden you hear them on the radio, you're like, I heard that, and they're playing, you know, down the street from me, I'm gonna go, I've heard them. So that's one of the, you know, for me, that's a feather in the cap when you can turn somebody on to some new music and then they go see it live. What more can you ask for?
I love it. And you guys have turned me on to so much music, because when you get to be older, it's hard to find new music without a conduit. And that's what MaxSync is. So check it out. We'll have a couple more minutes coming up with Rocker next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Todd is the brilliant music finder. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Is this the same song? Nice. This is Rocker's favorite duet, the Alison Krauss and Robert Plant. There's one on the stream, too. I haven't heard of duets. Guess I never thought of it this way, but guess it is Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard doing Pancho and Lefty. I don't remember that song.
Great tune. I'll pull that one up.
You know what? If you have time, Todd, I want to replace my duet. My favorite duet.
Oh, now you're going to change it after being all wussy earlier.
I know. Yeah, right. Well, this isn't much more masculine, so I'm just going to prepare you. It's from a movie called Duets about karaoke with Paul Giamatti. And it was not a great movie, but I had Paul Giamatti and Andre Brower, two actors I really liked. And I do these Hollywood minutes, and I've ripped on Gwyneth Paltrow a lot because she's so odd sometimes.
Oh, I know what you're going to say.
Duets.
Yeah.
Or Cruising.
Yep.
Yeah, with Huey Lewis. And Huey Lewis makes it, but she's got a nice voice too.
Yeah.
It's a really fun song. And I think they're father and daughter, right?
In the movie,
right. Yeah. Sorry. And I can't get my own daughter to sing that song with me, but I'm getting close. But that's my new favorite duet. So you can still get in on the fun. We got a few more minutes if you want to tell us what your favorite duet is. Favorite duet of all time, 855-752-4842. We're talking right now with a guy who knows his music and has an award-winning radio show called MaxSync right here on Civic Media Saturday nights from 6 p.m. to midnight, statewide, just like Nightlight. So so who do you have coming up next that you're excited about, Rocker? You guys are off this weekend.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm off right now, so the calendar is holding all my future hopes and dreams. I'm not looking at it right now.
Oh,
so it'd be hard to say. There's so, you know, we're, I mean, you know how it is, too. You book a lot of shows into the future. Tatna Hurricane is one that'll be coming up soon. Brian Bethke from Eau Claire will be in our studio soon.
Okay.
And, new people are booking all the time. And in fact, if any listeners out there have a band that maybe are interested, they can either send their music to us at music@civicmedia.us and either request to just have some music played, or interview. We do it all. But hey, you know, Pete, I have a couple other duets that I'd like to like add to the pile.
Absolutely.
Would that be all right?
Of course.
A couple that I was thinking of that are really key would be Paradise by the Dashboard Lights with Meatballs.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's a classic, right?
That is a duet,
Ozzy and Lita Ford, right?
We had that one. Someone else said that too earlier. Okay. What was that song again, Todd? What's the name of that?
Oh, what is
on
that?
The stream. I can find it real quick. It was, you know what it is, Rocker?
Close my eyes forever.
Yeah.
How about Peter Gabriel and Kate Bush, right?
Ooh,
Don't Give Up.
That's a great song.
About the Depression era. And one that actually includes a deceased local artist would be Go Jim Dandy Go, right? Black Oak, Arkansas with Ruby Starr on vocals.
Oh, see, now your wheels are turning because you had time to think about it. You're like churning them out like nothing. Oh,
that whole spreadsheet, man.
Very cool. I'm going to ask you a question. Who's the best artist? Who's your favorite artist you've had on Live in the Lair?
Oh, it would be hard to pick a favorite, but there have been so many. But you know, one that really stands out in my mind that was super fun was Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets.
Oh, I love
and
that.
Those girls are amazing. A three-piece with Beth Killey and Shawnee Marks and Jen. And they're just very unique music. They got together. They're it's kind of an all-star celebrity. They've been around for 10 years now. And we're going to have them at Atwood Fest, which is coming up July 27th and 28th, so you can catch them live.
I love that name, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rocket. That is gorgeous.
It's each of the girls have their kind of little nickname. One's gin, one's chocolate, and one's bottle rockets. And when you see them, you'll know which is which.
Out of the three of us, can I be gin, please?
I want to be bottle rocket.
Rocker, I guess you're chocolate.
I think the three of us, it's high time we got together and did
Absolutely.
A little jam session. Where did the name Max Inc. come from?
Well, you know, about 27 years ago, in 1996, March 7th of 1996, I founded a music magazine print called Maximum Inc. And at the time, the digital era was just kind of starting with print and leaving the old analog era. So I was kind of going through that when we were first starting out. And, 3D imaging and different graphics programs were just kind of coming out at that time. And I was very progressive and forward with those. And so when I had color on the front of the magazine, I thought, let's put these image of artists of rock and roll. And we used like as much ink as possible. And so it was Maximum Ink. And we had these big color photos on the front covers and it was newsprint. So it would literally rub off on your fingers. So our byline was finger inking good. And we're a tabloid magazine and, live music calendar and interviewed, we're national and local and everything. So we did from the hugest artists up to Ozzy Osbourne down to local bands. So it was really great because, 1 week we really got in on the front end of when musicians were coming out like Slipknot, Kid Rock and Perfect Circle. We were the first magazine in the world to interview Maynard from A Perfect Circle when they first came out. So it was a really special time, and print. And unfortunately, the lockdowns came and all of a sudden there was nowhere to put a paper. There was nothing to advertise or talk about. And, everything was all said and done and over, it was like, hey, do you want to start a brand new print magazine from scratch at this point? And so, we were like, radio is here. We're in radio. It's a new platform really for us to kind of work in a different way, but do the same thing, which was, provide a way for people to hear musicians' music and see what they're about, learn about them, and really to make their purchase decision by going out to see them live. And that's really, to me, what it's all about.
Well, you've done well, and continued success, my friend. Thanks so much for your time tonight. Congrats again on the award, and
thank you.
I will count the days till you guys are back on the air. Thanks so much, Rocker.
Thank you.
That's Rocker from Max Inc., the award-winning Max Inc. Thanks to Rocker. Thanks to all my guests tonight. Mike Toomey, Brittany Rouleau, Rocker, thanks for all your texts. We have one we have to get to. Todd, can we do that quickly?
Sure, I think so.
Yeah, I think we have, Jameson from Pennsylvania checking in. Under Pressure, David Bowie and Freddie Mercury. Absolutely. That's my top five, too. Just for giggles, also, Captain Antonio, do that to me one more time. He takes the award that I had. That's better.
Yeah?
I think that's, yeah. All right. Islands in the Stream, Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers from Aunt Carla checking in. You guys are the greatest. Thank you so much for spending tonight, tomorrow night. Maggie Dawn, producer John Davies. We'll be back for more Nightlight tomorrow night from Madison and Wednesday. But you can listen from anywhere, and I hope you do. This is Pete Schwab. Thanks so much, Todd.
You bet.
So much fun hanging with you, buddy. Thanks for your help. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, Wisconsin.